a green sock.
Right, I like dressing
orange
like...
orange sock and a black sock or something retarded. Nigga, like, what?
I like dressing like Adam Sandler, bro. I just don't give a damn.
You definitely don't give a damn.
I don't give a
like,
damn.
Motherfuckers be like, yo, you know you got mismatched socks on, right? Yeah, I do. Bitches be like, damn, oh, you got mismatched socks on. Take up my number.
He adventurous.
They say when a nigga with mismatched socks or some shit, they got some, you know, they got good wood. That's what I heard. So that's
oh, Lord. Right. Best Conversations Podcast.
Oh, shit.
I'm your host, Killer TV, High Definition Von. Killer be the name.
Don't ask how you got it.
Yes. Yes. I've been waiting for that, my boy.
Look at his back, Jeff.
Yo, yes, sir.
What's happening, man? What's good, world?
Properly introduce yourself. Where have you been?
Man, trapping. Nah, you know, hustling, man. Making moves, man.
Introduce yourself.
But it's your boy, man, Mr. Rello the Prince, Mr. Don't know what the fuck gonna come out of his mouth next, man. Mr. Flyness himself, man. What's good, world? What's popping?
Yes, sir. Rello the Prince back up in this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you know we can't do this shit alone ever. New future flash.
Boy, I've been waiting to say that shit. I promise.
What's up, my boy?
What's up?
It's been a long time.
It has, man.
Yeah, man.
I seen my dog out there hustling Dreamville, doing this super engineering shit, man. How'd all that shit come about?
Bro, believe it or not, it was like just a text. Like somebody just hit us up in the DMs and was like, I heard you guys are a media company. Do you guys have an audio engineer? And then Ralph gave him my information. And then she was like, I need you from this time to this time. I didn't know what it was, so I was like, okay. I asked what the payment was. She told me that. I was like, okay.
Yeah, right.
And then when I got there, it was like an Amazon Music thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even know like I was going to be on TV or none of that shit. So I was chilling. And then Sam, I don't know if you know him, but he hit me up sending me all these texts like, bro, you on TV? And he was sending me all the screenshots and stuff. I was like, damn.
Okay.
But it was pretty lit, yeah.
New future flash.
Because that was like a private location type shit, right?
I think it was open to the public. You had to buy a ticket, but it was at the CAM.
Yeah, the CAM downtown.
So it was basically, they had like seminars, like JID did a seminar, Rhapsody did a seminar. A lot of the producers that work on a lot of the Dreamville projects, they were all doing seminars and stuff. And we just had, they had sets built. So they had like J. Cole's, I think, first album, you know, the Lockers. And we had the Letterman jacket. They had that set built so you could put the Letterman jacket on and take a picture and make your own album cover.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a set design of his bedroom built.
Okay.
And they had a booth in there.
Oh,
and I was running the booth, and it was like an actual working booth. So people was going in there freestyling and stuff. So it was pretty lit.
Yeah, dope.
Oh, yeah, I bet you had a ball in there.
It was fun as hell.
Yeah, I know. You said no way.
All right, man. And we didn't come alone.
Nope.
We didn't come alone. Your favorite internet comedian / Mr. Viral himself.
Mr. Viral himself.
Bama got jokes back on this motherfucker.
What's up, man?
What's going on, my brother?
Not much, man.
Congratulations on 500,000 followers.
Appreciate it, man. That's crazy, man.
I'm going to tell you now, you be having my phone going off all times of day, all times of night. Anything this nigga tagged in, man, just like bing, bang. Who the fuck?
Bing, bing.
All times of night, all times of day. Like, I be at the trap, got my music going and shit. You know what I mean? We cooling and shit. I'm on a forklift and shit. It go low, then come back. They be like, bro, what's going on with your phone? I look at my watch, Instagram. Such and such light, like the video. Such and such. I'm like, damn.
That's why I cut off my
yeah.
I cut them off. Because it's too much. Overwhelming.
It's overwhelming.
I see now what y'all talking about.
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, man. So, welcome back, Bama, man. What's up, man. Seen you at Dreamville for a quick second. I was trying to get to you.
I took
my daughter to Dreamville, so I had to be on extra high alert for anything.
Right.
I was looking for you the first day. I'm like, maybe we can get some content or something and do something. And then I couldn't find you the first day.
Probably because that camo.
My nigga blended in.
My homegirl seen you twice. She was like, your boy from the podcast, he out here look like he about to kill deers. So I was like, yeah, that's just Bama style. Like, right, that's just how Bama rock. Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know, he'll wear a damn polo shirt with basketball shorts.
Right. Yeah, man. So how'd you enjoy Dreamville, man?
Man, my legs hurt. I'm going to start by saying that. My legs hurt. But I feel like it was good.
Them Teletubby Hills.
Yeah, them Teletubby Hills. Dreamville got this one spot where it's like Teletubby Hills. Like, you got to go up and down, over and around. Like, it's crazy, bro.
Nobody didn't fall, did they?
Oh, yeah. It was people out there laid out, bro.
I couldn't.
But you had to bring a blanket, man. Or they wouldn't let chairs in, I don't think.
No. Yeah. My neighbor, right, before I get there, my neighbor is like telling me, oh, yeah, you can bring chairs in. You can bring chairs in. Yeah, I'm about to bring my lawn chair. And I look at this dude. Oh, I look at him. I'm like, bro, you cannot bring your chair in. Don't even wait. I wish I would have bet him.
You should have bet him.
I wish I should have bet him. I was like, bro, you cannot bring your chair in. Hey, bro, you bring your chair in. I was like.
Bro, it was some ladies who snuck some in there, though.
No, sneak a chair?
Bro, that chair's like come.
Oh,
like,
close. No, that wasn't a chair. I seen that shit on the lawn.
You saw that? What is it?
That was like a air thing, like you blow it up, like
Oh, she had a blow up chair.
Like a blow up chair.
Oh, okay.
And that bitch had the motherfucking back on it and everything.
Yeah, she brought that.
She basically had like a living room, like an air room set.
I'm about to bring that.
Wait a minute, how the fuck she blow that shit up out there?
Right. You need
air. You need some CO2 or something. You need some tight air. Boy, she got the jaws of life.
Right.
Mm. Jesus.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe.
Foot pump. Yeah, you right. Or like a tire pump.
Maybe had a pump on the thing already.
Battery charge shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I seen it. I definitely seen it.
I mean, shit. Well.
And some had the one where you catch the air
mm-hmm.
and then roll it up and you can lay on it.
Yeah.
You saw those.
Yeah. I definitely seen some.
Fascinating shit, probably.
Some fascinating shit. Like, people just sleep.
Yeah.
Just, like, sleep in the lawn, in a blanket. Like being out there all day is a lot, bro.
I had to bring that blanket, bro.
Yeah, being out there all day is a lot. You know, we ain't got that special access like
New Future Flash.
It was funny because when I hit you up, you was like, man, I ain't coming on 5 this day.
Five. Yo, because I was there all day Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you was out there all day.
What
all
time
day
you Saturday. Get out there?
Saturday. What time it start? 12?
Yeah.
I guess so. I probably got there like 1.
Jeez.
No, jeez. I didn't. Only person I probably didn't see was like Damani. I got out there once, the dude with the flowers. He had the flowers with the mic. Who is that? He had the flowers in the mic.
Mm-hmm.
He had like it was on some punk shit.
He was wearing all black or something?
All black and shit. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, whoever
I heard Damani walking in.
Oh, you heard Damani walking in?
So I got there before you probably.
Yeah, you got there way before me. I didn't want to hear Damani's.
He's straight though.
But he is straight. I seen him the second day walking around Dreamville.
So, okay. What time did you leave? What, Sunday morning or Saturday night?
What you mean? It's not like overnight.
I know that.
Oh.
You said you going to use out there late, so.
No, I mean, it ended like midnight.
Oh, okay.
They need to treat it like Coachella, bro, because Coachella, they be renting RVs and staying at the venue.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Or you can set up, like, the tent and shit?
Yeah, people be having RVs
but
and
Coachella's
stuff.
A lot bigger, too,
though. Yeah. Raleigh probably not having that.
Yeah, hell no. We have so many rules out here. That's why, I don't know, if you said you left before J. Cole finished.
Yeah.
But he was on stage, like, they're trying to. Probably saying that we need to, shut down.
I mean, because you got to think where's that?
The people around. Yeah,
exactly.
The people, old
neighborhood.
People, they was complaining last year because the noise is too loud.
I mean, you got to think. Where I used to live at, mm-hmm. New Bern Ave, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not far from, what is it, Dorothy Dix Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, what, damn near downtown, if I'm not mistaken, from what I remember.
Right.
From where I was at, right there at the 440 Beltline, I was able to hear that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is that festival brings
millions of dollars,
$200 million to the city.
To the
that's
city,
crazy.
Like, who give a shit?
Right, they don't care about them.
You can't hear music, like
right.
Go to bed.
I mean, of course, it didn't bother me at all. It was just like I know if I was able to hear or something like that. Of course, you know, you got the older folks that was going to say something about it, but I didn't. I ain't give a fuck. Like, shit, I was in that bitch high shit listening to music. Shit.
Overall, my Dreamville experience, I give it about a 6.
This is my first one.
Okay.
Last year was like a 9.
Yeah, with Drake.
That shit was amazing.
It was no. And another thing I didn't like, nobody brought out no special guests. Like,
that's what I thought was going
on. Benny the Butcher.
Benny the Butcher. Benny, wait,
I would have liked the Benny to see
Benny. Benny the Butcher and Lil Durk.
Oh, and, shit, I forgot about Lil Durk.
And old buddy.
Jeremiah. Yeah,
he was already there.
He can't sing, bro. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I seen those guys. They were cooking his ass.
I don't know what happened to his voice, man, or he could never sing, but that shit was like, you remember when they did the verses?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, shit. Like, that shit was crazy, bro.
How was your Dreamville experience?
It was fun. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like working. So
working,
it was,
right.
It was like a good experience. Like, I don't know if you guys seen Snowfall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know the crackhead?
Yeah.
The Afro girl's, Afro dude's girlfriend?
Yeah.
She came into the booth. She was drunk as hell. She actually fell through the back of the booth.
Oh,
and there was like a whole bunch of
this,
like,
is real life.
Yeah, hell yeah.
What the fuck?
I got this shit on my phone, bro. That shit was fucking crazy, bro.
And she's an actress.
She's an actress, yeah. But she was in there like freestyling this shit, but she was drunk, and she was in there like with like four other girls. They were drunk, and then she just stumbled backwards and fell through the back of that shit. I was like, damn.
I mean, you got to think though, because like shit like that, you know, stars, they're gonna drink. They're gonna
bro, smoke, if they're I'm gonna when I get put on, bro, I'm gonna be toe up at every event.
You gonna be looking like Bam? You gonna look like Glorilla the other night?
Oh yeah,
oh, shit, bro. I felt her pain, but she don't give a fuck because she got money. But still, like when I was in that situation,
it looked like she passed a sobriety test.
Yeah, she did, I think, but they say she didn't. That's how they be doing.
Yeah, I was like, she looked like she went in a straight line to me.
Right, when Raleigh had me and him, though, it was like 6 of them against me. And all of them was like, yeah, do that sobriety test. Like, oh, yeah. I passed it, though, but they still took me downtown.
That's how they do.
And like, I failed it there. I'm like, bro, okay.
Like that.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
I got honestly say, I been hemmed up like that once.
Yeah.
Just once. And shit, that was military days. Nigga, I was scared.
Yeah, bro. I was scared.
Yeah, like, I ain't gonna say it, Cap. Like, I was fresh 21, nigga. Mm. Drunk. I ain't gonna say I was drunk, tipsy, whatever. My man's in there was about to leave to go down range and stuff. So, you know, we parlaying, taking a couple shots mm-hmm. and stuff. Drunk a couple beers. About 1:30, 2 o'clock, got a text like, yo, come through. All right, bet I'm on my way back to the barracks. Get on post. Everything. I seen this Tahoe just come out of nowhere. I'm like, oh shit, I know that's the boys.
I knew
that was one time.
Military police.
Like, yeah, MP. Yeah. Soon as I knew it was, like, to remind you, you remember the truck I had. Yeah. I had the wheels on it, so I'm sitting there swerving and trying to miss potholes. I'm good. That motherfucker threw the lights. Why you swerving? Hey, don't see these motherfucking rims. My nigga, I ain't trying to dent these motherfuckers again. That's why I'm swerving. He like, step out of the car, so I get out the car. I like, shit, I know he smelled alcohol. I'm going down. I'm 21, I'm going down. My career about to be done. I passed the sobriety test. See, that nigga looked at me dead in my face like, if I see this truck tonight, you're going to jail. No, you won't either.
Bro, I got my
dead
whole,
ass, I parked the car. That motherfucker didn't move till Sunday afternoon.
I got my whole interaction on the USB drive.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. And
my lawyer sent it to me. So.
Wow.
Oh, shit. That shit comedy, man. It's funny.
Mm. Yeah,
I would post it, but...
Somebody will find it.
Oh yeah, you post that online. Like right. That shit gonna go viral.
Let's put a cap on Dreamville.
DUIs. Yeah, we're gonna put a cap on that.
And DUIs. So J. Cole obviously apologized to Dreamville niggas are in that done talked about this to death, so I mean,
we're gonna put it to bed tonight.
We're gonna put it to bed tonight, but the question is, how important is your peace to you? You know what I mean? Like J. Cole apologized. He said he wants no mess with the monkey shit.
I respect it.
So how important is your peace to you?
Absolutely, like top 20, top 10, top right. 5, top 1. That's my number one thing. If when my peace is disrupted, some shit gotta change.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Like, if it come down to people, work, money, whatever, if my peace is disrupted and I'm going to the crib dealing with this shit, oh nah, some shit gotta fucking change. Cause like when I get through my threshold at my house, that's my peace. That's why I go to kick my feet up like my L and just get just reflect on life. That's why I can run to and get my peace and just be calm. But when shit goes home with you, that's when the problem is. That shit probably started going home with him. Like he got to deal with that shit.
Bro said he couldn't sleep.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, when your peace is disrupted that bad, when your peace is disrupted that bad, you ain't gonna be able to sleep. You gonna be ready to put hands on people or some shit. Like I've had my peace disrupted to a point where I could not sleep at night. I'd be up like insomnia is a bitch.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like especially being prior service military, that shit don't make it no better.
Right. You know what I think it was like when I first seen it. Through my phone, I was pissed because I was like hyped because I felt like he was the best one, like in the most in shape of all three of them. But then when I started thinking about it, and now seeing what Drake did, I think he know them two really don't like each other,
right?
So he's like, if I'm in the middle of this, Kendrick and Drake don't like each other, okay. Like, for real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So it's like I think he's seeing it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, this ain't gonna be a friendly battle. It's gonna start because even in that diss record, Drake mentioned Kendrick's wife.
Ooh, yeah. And so I didn't know that.
So, for the Whitney.
Yeah, I got a bodyguard Whitney because J-Rock, they called him Kendrick's bodyguard. And there was rumors that they slept together. Like,
yeah.
His wife and him.
I heard some shit about J-Rock.
So I think J. Cole knowing that, he's like, this ain't gonna be my type of thing.
Yeah.
So let me just bow out because it ain't worth it to me.
Right. Yeah, man. I definitely understand it. Bro. It's just in my hip hop, the hip hop in me is like, nigga, it wasn't that serious.
Right, to apologize. Yeah,
that's what I'm about to say. Hip hop a lot of us was like, wow, this is what the sport need, or this is what hip hop needs.
But sometimes when you're talking about your peace, you know, my slogan is peace over people. You know what I mean?
Just like, ignore it.
Like just you know what
that's
I mean?
What
like
I do now.
I definitely understand it, and especially when you really tap into your inner peace and you happy with shit, like shit going good, if nothing gonna fuck it up. Like somehow J. Cole broke bad and said, he put out a whole diss record. You know, he had time to think about this shit.
Yeah, he had time to think about it. It's just like, but at the same time, it's just like I respect him for what he did because he's like he wasn't thinking what Hector just said about that shit. You know what I mean? Like at that point, it was just like it wasn't known. Like you know, Kendrick and Drake wasn't fucking with each other like that. But when he seen like, oh, these niggas ain't really fucking with like that. Hold up, let me back myself the fuck out of here because this is deeper than rap. This is absolutely deeper than rap. You know what I mean? So let me get the fuck out of this situation. Let me remove myself out of the situation and let them two niggas go handle that shit.
Right. I think he was just letting niggas know that who he is. Like, J. Cole. Like,
I ain't no bitch.
I got
bars.
I don't even rock with Kendrick, so y'all can talk about him. I can't.
I respect Drake as a rapper.
I can't listen to Kendrick.
Oh, whatever. He did numbers. He's doing numbers. Gotta respect him on that.
You ain't like Kendrick's first album?
I don't listen to Kendrick.
Good Kid, Mad City?
That was a classic. I listen to Kendrick Lamar.
Good Kid, Mad City was really good.
You can't even.
What is it, Section 80?
And my friends know that, bro. You can't even. If you play Kendrick in my car, you got
to
either get out or change it.
That was dope, too. You know.
Now, Kendrick got some good music.
No, I won't listen to Kendrick at all. At all, bro.
Not even a song with Rihanna?
Oh, bro. The only song I like of Kendrick Lamar is probably Poetic Justice.
What with about, Drake.
Yeah.
What about We Gonna Be All Right?
Nah, bro.
I heard that too much.
That's commercial like fuck. I don't like that song.
I be
wanting to do it.
Yeah.
What? Nah.
Because, like, honestly, what's the joint with him, Future, and Metro Boomin?
Mm-hmm. Oh, like that?
Yeah.
Like
that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I ain't like that either.
It's played out.
It just came out.
Exactly.
If shit can get played out in 3 weeks, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
In 3 weeks?
It's played out.
Listen, bro.
It's not played out.
It's played out.
I don't like that song.
You ever had like a thing where like you hear a song and you like, it's all right. But then when you go out and you hear it, you get a different vibe.
Yeah.
Like that whole weekend, I was in the clubs. And when that shit came on, bro, everybody turned up.
They turned up.
Yeah.
I just like Future. People sleeping on Future, man.
I'm probably gonna get blasted on the internet about this. Like, I'm not a big Future fan.
Shit.
I'm not a Future fan.
You is a Future fan.
I said I'm not a big Future fan.
Future, bro.
You're not a Future fan, but when they play the Future set in the club, you'd be like, you be going crazy. You be like,
that's what it's been for.
And it be
that's what it's been for.
You're not gonna, okay. You're not gonna listen to it on your off time.
Right. I was okay, yeah.
You're
okay.
Not gonna listen to your off time. But when they play that Future set in the club, you like,
oh,
when Itchin came out,
yeah, now, Itchin, I ain't gonna sit here that Itchin with that Mike Will, yeah. that shit clapping the car,
all that March Madness,
that's yeah, that March Madness, March is another Madness, one, bro. But like me being a car Future. Head and audio head, now yes, in this phone, there's a couple playlists for the traps and trunks. You feel me?
Yeah.
You got some Future on there. Mm-hmm. You got some Gorilla Zoe and some other shit. Gucci and shit
print,
like that.
Burr print. That's, yeah, hey, but bro, that's my shit.
It's not no shit like I'm in the crib parlaying, cleaning up or some shit. I'm not going to play no trap music.
I'm not playing no trap music.
It's R&B all day.
R&B all day.
Or like it's got to be some AZ, some Nas, some J or some shit like that. It's got to be a mixture of that. But... Nah. No, I don't think no trap music is on that cleaning playlist. I'm sorry.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. All right, before we get to question of the week, we got a segment we doing this week called Park It in the Comments.
Uh-oh.
So
let me just say this before you say this. Y'all motherfuckers wild in them comments, dog. Y'all all wild as fuck.
I ain't never seen them. I don't even pay attention
y'all
to them.
Y'all are wild in these comments.
And, y'all unusual.
So unusual. So disrespectful. Uh-oh. And you know when Bama on, we go viral. So uh-oh. I picked out some of my favorite comments over the last couple times you've been on. Since you've been on the show. Yeah. And they be coming for your Uggs, my boy. They be coming for your Uggs.
Bro, them Chelsea boot Uggs, bro.
And somebody said that in one of them.
Yeah, somebody said one of these shits.
Yeah, and then my friend, when I was at the barbershop, the barber beside me got tight because I was wearing Uggs.
he got big tight.
Yeah, he was tight. He was mad, just going in on my Uggs. bro, I just got on shoes, man.
Why they...
I think what it is.
It's a feminine shoe, I
guess. Thank you. Oh. That's exactly what it is.
Ugg is Ugg, bro.
That's what it is.
When I wear Wallabies.
I don't mean no offense. Me personally, they look okay on the right person foot. Yeah. Me personally, Shorty tell me all the time, I think your foot will look good with some Ugg boots. Fuck out of here. I'm not wearing no Ugg boots.
It depends on which ones you got. I got the Chelsea one. I wasn't going to get the fucking...
the ones that the girls do all the time. Of course not.
Because fucking Pharrell, and if you look up a picture of Pharrell, he had the girl ones on. I feel like he started the Ugg trend. That's why they came out.
This is Pharrell Williams, though.
Yeah.
So let's get to park it in the comments.
Uh-oh.
They was very mean to me and you. So it's not just you.
Not y'all,
mean. They went at me, too.
Yeah,
they said, okay. Right. So I sent the comments, so I sent some of the best ones. So, and next time,
just send them to me.
Next time, it's... Bama's on. We're going to do it again. Park it in the comments, and the best ones will be read on the show. So, okay, this is the first edition of Park It in the Comments.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Park it in the comments with Rello the Prince.
With Rello the Prince and Bama. Shout out. If you can say their handle name, say their handle name as well.
And I shout you out.
Yep.
But shout out to the constituents. Avenger.
And I'm going to DM you, too. I'm going to
have to make sure you get it right so you can make sure you DM the right person.
Right.
So it's the_consensuous_Avenger77. She said, no, you need to do a video about them boots you got on. Neb the producer said, Uggs. Uggs. Just cut his mic off.
bro, what's wrong with Uggs, bro?
People that we read your comment and you see this, feel free to park it in the comments again
right.
to answer why you said what you said. Good
shit.
What's wrong with
Cooties and Lippies MD, she stated,
pause
making moves in them Uggs. Nah, sir. First move is to remove the Ugg fashion boots. For real, for real. We get you. Great response.
I can't keep my feet warm. Damn. Like, it was cold that time. I can't keep my feet. Because when you put Uggs, bro, your feet feel like you're walking on clouds.
Hey, but I look probably cold outside.
Yeah, bro.
So, IBSmitty_stated, bro got a calm lisp and hated getting called on to reading class.
Come on, bro.
Come on, bro.
You gonna do me like that, bro? You gonna do me like that, bro? That's fucked up.
We'll be DMing you, bro. We gonna DM you.
You gonna do me like that, man? All right.
Now this one, I'm sorry. This one took me out. Chef 5ID stated, bro got size 15 Uggs on.
They do look like biscuits, man.
That one took me out. Man. Oh my God, that one took me out.
The Uggs, they come pause. They are manufactured bigger. So yeah, I don't know.
So you gotta go a bigger size.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
It's like a whole bunch of cushion. Just know my feet warm, man. Don't worry about what's on my face.
CT, she said, damn, your name just fucked me up. Sorry about that. I fucked that up. But anyway, CT, she said, let me pause, said, make the first move and take them boots off.
I done forgot I even wore boots on the damn podcast. Chelsea boots.
_homie_deke_hybrid_hustle. Okay.
Take some underscores out, bro.
First of all, we were saying that before you start. I read your comment. Take some of them damn underscores out. But buddy reading like the kid on Billy Madison. Fuck out of here.
Damn, bro. What's up with my reading, bro? Bro, I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I was one of those late bloomers with reading, right, obviously. But, bro, don't come for me with my reading.
I still don't know how to type without looking on the computer.
I still don't know how to type without looking. I'm the one finger.
No offense, I cannot go with you all on that due to the matter of fact of the jobs I held, being customer service and shipping and receiving and shit. I got to type every day.
I'm the fastest one finger typer on the planet, bro. I got to type one finger, bro.
Seymour Butt said, bro, the Uggs.
Seymour Butt.
How you gonna come for a nigga Uggs and your name Seymour Butt?
Seymour Butts, right. He spelled it M-O-E.
Fuck nigga. Fuck nigga.
Seymour Butts.
Bro, the Uggs off. The cuffs is in the pants. It's crazy as hell, yo. Hey, yo, you retarded.
Right.
Hey, yo, you retarded. Why you come for the man cuffs? Antos 1013 said, homie struggle to read that shit. Come on, Scott. I bet you struggle
so
to write that shit.
So y'all picking on people with reading disabilities, y'all picking on people.
But that's in here was picking on niggas reading disabilities and shit, my nigga. I'm gonna say some real shit. Probably a lot of these motherfuckers that type this shit probably use the little red underscore line to get help with typing this shit.
Right.
So fuck out of here.
Autocorrect.
Let's be the judge. Was I struggling that bad reading at home?
He gonna look at that.
Listen,
he's
about to play the game, Phil.
Wait, you wanna wait for these last comments? Okay. You got two more.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
The official LSD. Why you got a name like LSD? Ain't that a draw?
Yeah.
Okay. The official LSD said, "Hey, I didn't know you was a Jags fan." DTWD. The fuck is a DTWD? Right.
Y'all need abbreviations.
What's DTWD? Right, shout out to the Jags though, but you know DTWD.
What is that?
I don't know. It's something with Duval.
I don't
know. Duval. No, it's the TWD
thing.
Where the W come from?
Maybe I'm gonna have to look that one up.
All
right,
man.
Last but not least, Andres World stated, "Yeah, my prayer for Mr. Uggs is that one day some broad will pin that nigga down, pull his joint out, and sit on it, clap them cheeks until his Uggs fall off."
Thank you. What? Yo. Did you just insult me and wish me well in the relationship?
Oh, he wish you well with some big cheeks, bitch.
Appreciate that.
And that was parking in the comments.
I'm gonna play back
what I read. Somebody sent me this question of the week, so I had to read it off at the time. So here it is.
Initiated intimacy? Is the man supposed to start?
Most def.
I ain't even struggle with that. What are you talking about?
I thought it was pretty decent.
I mean, so. It's just like, you know, you ain't struggle with shit. Just say intimacy. Shit. All right, man. Anyway.
That was parking in the comments. Leave us more comments. If it's funny.
You get red.
It get red. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. So, you know, be funny, be witty, and all that.
Talk your shit, man.
All right, man. All right. Question of the week, man. You know, that's the segment we do every week on Best Conversations Podcast. And definitely gets the people talking, get the people going. Question of the week this week is, how long will you wait for your partner to get their shit together? How long will you wait for your partner to get their shit together?
Ain't no waiting.
No waiting?
Hell no. If I like her, I'll give her. She need to speed it up.
Because
I got my shit together. I don't know. Shit, I don't feel like waiting.
It's like.
We getting old fast. Get your shit together.
But it's just like, with that question. It's a lot when you say get your shit together.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You feel me?
Get your shit together, get your stuff together.
Like, finances,
job-wise, heart-wise, mental-wise.
All of the above, absolutely.
Okay. Well, yeah, people need time.
Yeah. Hey, like, people need time. I mean, it just depends on the situation, previous situation with that person, what they've been through and things like that.
You definitely gotta be part two.
It took me a while to get my shit together because after the little situation in 2021, it took a while to get my shit together.
Like, I feel the same way. It took me a while to get my shit together.
I mean, we're living in the microwave generation.
Yeah.
And so people
gonna come for you again. They gonna come
for you. You know they coming. Boom, 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 boom.
So we live in a microwave generation, and everybody wants instant results.
Yeah.
So
it's just like nobody don't want that. What's that September love? Nobody don't want that old school shit. You know what I mean?
Nobody wants the struggle love. Nobody wants shit. To start from
nobody
the,
don't
want that love, man. I want that love outside the window. Throw the rock.
Yeah.
Play the music. Yeah. I want that
I
shit,
I
want to
be
bro.
On my common shit.
Can I write
like
you a love letter?
Yeah, like, they don't want to do, like, the footwork. They don't want to court, you know, like the old school people say, they don't want to court no more.
To bad girls, you know I mean? Used to write poems, bro. If I wrote you a poem, you were special.
See, I couldn't write
shit. That's how all the girls felt like. If I take time to sit down and write you a poem, you got something that I want. like your personality and shit, I just be in the room writing poetry. I ain't wrote none in a while, though.
I was a hoe, man, because, like, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was a hoe.
Like, hoe with my poetry.
I would say, like, it started, like, just talking baby love type thing. I say I dated what, maybe like two girls in high school, if that.
Why we live the same life?
You know what I mean? Like,
like real relationship.
When I came to the 336, it was like a whole status. Like, fucking here.
Greensboro's like junior Atlanta.
I swear to you,
bro. Niggas you came from these small towns and go to Greensboro. Like, it's just
for
like,
what? It's
niggas
nothing turn, there, really.
Turn retarded. So,
I had all of three bodies in high school. Boy,
what?
Numbers tripled when I got to Greensboro.
It was like, shit, them shits tripled. Like, honestly.
Why you think
like,
I'm in Greensboro
no
every
in
other
high
week?
School. I didn't have no numbers in I high school. Like, I'm just being dead ass. I didn't have no numbers in high school. Nah, but it was just like, after I left, went to the military and all that stuff, like, people back home sliding in inboxes and shit. Oh, this, that, and the third. Like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait. We weren't on that type of time back then, so we ain't on that type of time now. Some of them, they did get hit. Like, fuck it. I'm going to do it just for shits and giggles.
Right. But to bring it back, now, granted, I've always fucked with women. For the most part, I've always fucked with women that had their shit together. For the most part, it was usually me that was slacking and trying to get to their level.
That's what it is.
I mean, a good woman with motive is definitely going to motivate you and help you and give you encouragement to help you get your shit together and get your shit together. Now, I feel like that's good unless you ain't no, like, a nut-ass nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Keep going to jail, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting fired every other week and doing all that dumb shit. How long you feel like a person should wait get their shit together.
That's it. Well, we had this conversation on the last podcast. I don't think you should be in a relationship if y'all ain't got your shit together.
Right.
Bingo. Ding,
ding, ding, ding. Y'all both just standing in shit, for real.
Right. All right, bro.
And like you said, if a girl's supposed to help you get, you know what I'm saying, excel, how's she going to do that if her shit ain't together?
Right. It's draining because you feel like you have to keep helping them or keep pushing them or remind them to do stuff when you supposed, if you want it, you got to get it.
It's nothing worse than watching your partner go to work and your ass laying there on that couch or in that bed with no plan, nothing going on, that and they going to work. And boy, don't let them come home and you ain't got that house clean. Whoa. They gonna talk to you like
they gonna turn up.
You got a story about that. One of my homies I used to make music with, he was out here and he just moved out here, so he was kind of like trying to figure his shit out.
Yeah.
And he dated one of our homegirls, and she was, like, in law school and all that. She had all her stuff right. Mm-hmm. And so, at first, he was like, oh, hell yeah, I got a bad chick, this, that, and the third. And then he came to the studio one day, and he was like, bro, she went to work, and she said, when I get back, you better have them dishes washed. I'm like, I couldn't do that. So he just fucked the fuck out of me. Oh, fuck, no.
Yeah.
Because it's like, if I'm bringing home, bro, you just can't be at the crib while I'm working.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, you got to be like doing something. Not saying necessarily you got to work. Do something.
Have you ever shacked up with anybody yet?
Bro, I cohabitated with a girl twice with two girls.
Cohabitated. I was going to say, I haven't cohabitated with a woman, since 16?
Okay.
The one of them was 50-50 situation. I ain't really like that because I was born that the man, I was like raised. Like
it was your
man.
Girl though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that didn't work. I don't like that shit, man.
Because some people go have roommates that's a girl. You know what I mean?
Honestly, one thing I will say, when you haven't cohabitated, that's the word of the week.
That's a good word.
Cohabitated.
But if you haven't cohabitated with a woman and like the time frame I have, mm-hmm. it just like that shit feel weird. To have to do that or like want to attempt to do that shit again. Like I tell you, that shit got me scared as fuck to even attempt to do.
Right.
Because I've been doing this shit what 8 years? Mm. 8 years dolo. And it's been okay.
It's weird.
It's me, myself, and I gotta pay the light bill. I gotta pay rent. I gotta pay this. I gotta pay that. It's
right.
I just can't see myself. I don't know. At this point, I couldn't see myself going back to that at this moment. I don't know.
I'm
trying to get it out my mentality, like, okay, get ready to cohabitate.
Right. Next time I cohabitate, I'm about to marry her.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus,
we got to have an extra room, like a bedroom. Because, bro, I cohabitated. We had a one-bedroom spot. That shit, it felt like she was, like, right here. I'm taking the shit. She right beside me. Right. I'm in the shower. She on the toilet. Right. Like, bro, what the fuck? I'm playing with the cat. She on the bed. Like, it's like, nah, bro. I don't know. I'm not ready for that. I've been solo for a while now. So
you ain't ready for it?
Next girl I cohabitate with, we get married.
I know that's right.
Yeah, like, absolutely. I think that I feel you on that. Like, she has to be fiance or something like that.
Yeah, and she has to have the shit together because we're too old now.
We're too old,
too old.
At this big age.
We too old. I'll be 30 this year.
Yeah. 30?
30.
Shit. Yeah.
Bama's still a young man.
Yeah.
I'll be 30 this year.
I just turned 35.
On the 29th of August.
Yeah.
Hey. But at this big age, man, you know, if I was, you know what I mean, to start some new shit over, you gotta have your shit together.
Right.
I can't do struggle love at 40.
Right,
man. You can't do struggle love at 40.
You got to have it. Ain't no way.
Late than never, you know.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like you said, but you good. Like,
yeah, I'm good.
You good. Like, you know what I mean? It's just like niggas like me. It's just like
nigga had to pay taxes, nigga.
Yeah, exactly. Like
I had to pay taxes.
Oh yeah, I owed this shit. What the fuck?
God,
yeah, I'm grown. When I owe taxes, I'm like, yeah, I'm grown.
Niggas is getting a couple coins, boy.
Yeah, I've been going through that shit. I've always owned these motherfuckers. Never fails.
I feel like an adult this year. This is my first year on taxes.
Yeah, all that money you making on Instagram.
Yeah, bro. That's why I owe. Just because they're Instagram
all
money.
That money you making on Instagram, man.
Oh my
so,
damn.
So it's getting warm out here, fellas. You know what I mean? Summer right around the corner. You know what I mean? Shit, you know, everybody, you know, got their summer plans, what they going to do, what's got going on.
It's fellas, hoochie, it's hoochie daddy shorts.
So oh, no, it's not.
Okay, okay. No, we're going to get into it, fellas. This summer coming up, guys, what are the do's and don'ts of summer this year? What are we not fucking with this summer?
Hoochie daddy shorts.
And what are we fucking with this summer?
We fucking with the hoochie daddy, because the girls love the hoochie daddy shorts, man.
He is.
Hoochie daddy
shorts. Not me.
Above the knees.
Above the knees?
A little bit, not booty shorts. Not booty shorts.
I'm stuck hoochie in the 90s. Daddy. I'm sorry, I'm stuck in the 90s. I can't.
Okay.
I can't.
Bro,
I
mean, in the 90s.
I got chicken legs, man. I was just about to say that shit.
Maybe because of them chicken legs.
Yeah, I got chicken legs.
No, I got chicken legs. Like, go back to watch some of more previous episodes where I wore shorts. Like, I have chicken legs. But yeah. Women give me compliments on my legs all the time. You got good looking legs. Because I guess I'm tall and stuff. But I just can't see myself wearing some hoochie daddy shorts. I'm sorry, man. Shorty be telling me all the time, press hoochie daddy.
I'm to the beach.
How they see your legs if you don't wear the shorts?
Like, see, the shorts I be wearing,
they just look at your calves?
I'm telling you, for real, the shorts I wear, if I wear shorts, like, you see my knee is right here. I say, like, my shorts usually be right here. You know what I mean? Like, right past my knee. Sometimes, yes, I might get some long ass shit. They might just see half. Like, I'm telling you, I'm stuck in the 90s, bro. Like, especially with basketball.
Early 2000s.
Yeah, I'm
them
stuck.
You remember when they used to wear them baggy ass shits in college basketball?
Like, what, TJ Ford and them? Yeah, I'm stuck. I ain't that baggy. No, I ain't doing no Capri shorts type of shit. But I'm just, I can't.
So what is you fucking with this summer?
I mean,
car clubs and whatever.
Yeah, I'm out in the streets in the cars, man. Like, you know. I'm cool. I'm with the kids, man. I'm trying to take my babies somewhere this summer. You know what I mean? I'm out the way. You know what I mean? I'm out the way, if that makes sense.
Out the country this summer.
What you not fucking with this summer, Bama? Like, what niggas need to be, women and men need to be off this summer. We ain't doing that.
Picking
this
on
summer.
People, man.
My nigga, Iron Ray Ray said that shit the best. Be you taking a gun charge this summer if you ain't taking care of your kids. Like,
that's what you not fucking with this summer.
Yeah, like, you ain't taking care of your kids. You been in the streets. You been out in the streets. Like, I'm going to the streets during the winter, spring, fall, and all that. This summer, sit your ass down.
Right.
Like, women, somebody need to get y'all pregnant so y'all can sit down in summer, because y'all have been doing too much entirely.
Once it get warm, they on the boats with the Casamigos.
It's sundress season.
Yeah, it's sundress season. Now, I look forward to seeing it now. I ain't going to say that.
Sundress and pretty toes season.
I'm excited.
My favorite
white
season.
White toes.
I like the girls, you know.
What they, French dips?
I like the French dip, but I like the girls that, you know, put like a solid different color on that matches that gel with their
skin. I
like
the white toes,
you know what I mean?
And they glistening.
They glistening with the different color toes or whatever. Right. But what gets me, like, baby, you got to be smelling good.
Oh, yeah.
It's summer, baby. You know what I mean? You got to be smelling good. You got to have that perfume on. When you walk by me, I'll be like, damn, what you got on. You know what I mean? I want to smell
toes,
that.
Look, toes and feet. I don't know about y'all. Toes and feet get kissed if they pretty.
Oh, I'm not kissing no feet. Ooh. I don't give a fuck how pretty they are.
Oh.
Oh.
I
want to
talk about it.
I'm grown.
Yes, we can talk about it.
I'm grown.
Want to talk about it?
I ain't kissing no feet.
I want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about it. I ain't putting no feet in my mouth.
Hey, look,
pretty
man.
Feet.
No.
Kiss.
I don't know.
Look, man.
I'm grown.
Look, man, them white toes, boy.
I ain't going to
do something to me.
Nah, I ain't going to do something to me.
When they be right here?
Right.
When them boys be right there?
I'm telling
pretty
you.
Feet.
I ain't putting no toes in my mouth, man.
Hey.
No putting the toes in my mouth.
I mean, if I'm probably about to marry her, well, I think she wifey material, man. That's when the sucking of the toes, but.
Oh, so you talking about sucking of the toes, you must put in the tongue in the booty, too.
No.
Got to.
Got
what?
To.
What you mean? You got to, man.
On accident.
On accident. It's only a snap away. So, you know what I'm saying?
You hit a wrong turn.
I didn't say you eating the groceries.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
What's the name? AKO? IQ?
Janae, I go.
Got to eat the booty like groceries.
Groceries fresh out the shower is like late night ice cream.
Yeah, man. I mean, if she clean, bro.
I guess,
fresh out the shower.
I guess they going to roast me in these comments this week, dude.
Fresh out the shower, ain't nothing wrong.
I don't give a fuck.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, bro. If that thing clean back there, you know it's clean.
I ain't
you smelled it.
It's just like... It's just the no.
They can get a little kiss, man.
It's just know the no with the fact the matter like it was coming out of the eye.
Bro, everything on a woman, like I said the last time, everything on a woman body is edible.
Everything.
Everything. I mean,
everything. But what I am fucking with this summer is the day parties.
Oh yeah.
I'm 39 years old. We
fucking with
it. I can do day parties.
Hell yeah.
But what I ain't fucking with
is that
don't invite me to nothing
at night.
At night, nothing after 9 o'clock. Nah. Don't invite me.
Not a cookout.
I feel like I'm on that vibe.
Anything.
I'm on that vibe.
I'm on my boy.
Right.
Don't invite me.
I'm with that vibe.
He said I'm home.
I'm on the day shit, bro. I don't got time.
Yeah,
I do a day party. Yeah, I respect that. Yeah, because you go party by 4 or 5 in the afternoon. Probably be to the crib by 8, 9. You can lay it on down. Be good for the night.
Plus, if you with your shorty and y'all both off the mimosa. The greatest day you'll ever have, bro.
So I ain't
I'm going to tell you one thing I ain't fucking with. I ain't fucking with these young niggas fussing at the gas station either.
Arguing at the gas station.
You still pumping gas at night?
Hell no. I don't even like
pumping gas at night no more.
Hell no.
These young boys crazy about
it. If I ain't gassed up and I'm on E, I'm going home.
Oh, no, I'm good.
10 in the morning time.
I'm good. You know what I mean? Elizabeth, stay with me.
Hey.
I don't give a fuck day, night, or whatever, but you know what I mean? Shorty asked me, like, I need gas in the car at night.
Yeah.
Fuck it. I got to do what I got
to
do.
Yeah. I go to sheets. Everything lit up.
Everything lit up for one.
I go to
number
sheets.
Number two. You can guarantee your sweet ass. I don't give a fuck. You in Wake County,
Durham County,
Guilford County, Forsyth, whatever. If you wear the sheets, there's a cop damn near right there.
And security.
There's a cop, security, somebody you right there.
You niggas are dirty. These niggas dirty don't care. Hey, take us home, Hector. What you fucking with this summer and what you ain't fucking with?
I ain't fucking with people getting pregnant.
Ooh.
That's for one.
I am, but what? Competitive pregnancy.
No, I'm talking about on my
better stretch that bitch up.
What I am fucking with, I am fucking with the day party vibe.
Right, bro. Yeah. That's vibe.
Yeah, they throw some good
day party. Off the mimosas, bro.
Had to fuck for everything, though. Yeah. The party.
Off the mimosas.
We know he traveling. I'm gonna sneak in that nigga suitcase one day, bitch.
Hey, we should definitely do like a little team trip.
Yeah,
we actually got one when we go to Jersey. Remember?
Oh yeah. But that's business though. That's business,
I'm trying to go to Aspen.
Yeah. What part of Jersey again?
We're going to Elizabeth City.
Atlantic City.
Jersey.
I'm talking about
we need to hit up like South America, you know what I'm saying? Hey. Something like that.
Yeah, I just got my passport too.
That's exciting.
Damn, I can't say what I want to say. But anyway, next.
Drake.
You know what I mean? We had the day party. We had the day party. What's the vibes at the day party? And I say all that to say, you know, we always end the show with top fives.
Top fives.
And the day party energy is always different. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
The day party energy ain't like the nighttime energy. The day party energy is R&B vibes.
Mm-hmm.
So in light of the day parties, what's the top five? What's your top five favorite R&B songs of all time?
You right up my alley with
right.
This one.
I love this.
Oh shit. You got a Bama, you wanna start it off?
Ah, shit,
Doesn't matter, like, what genre, I mean, what...
Y'all not gonna like my top R&B. Five, but...
How we ain't...
My
like
top
shit.
Five, number one song, still the greatest song to ever touch my ears, is Summer Walker, Body.
Okay.
But if you just listen to that song, you don't even have to listen to the words. London on the track, he was making that beat like it was the last day of the world. I don't know, that song is greatness, man. So, Body by Summer Walker... Probably SWV Week.
Ooh, good one. Good one, my boy. Good one.
I'm kind of stuck now. I want to say an artist, but
I ain't trying to get canceled.
Kels, what's the day party without Kels? Yeah. Now you gotta, if it's R. Kelly, fuck them,
bro. Yeah, I'm not trying to get canceled. I didn't say nothing, but I'm gonna name the song.
What's a day party without Kels?
Like that's like.
It's a day party.
You gotta have some Kels. Like, motherfuckers still play.
But they don't play 12 play in the club, though.
Shit.
They don't play 12 play.
It's a day party vibes. It's day party vibes. You know what I mean?
Can we talk?
Tevin?
Yeah, gotta have that one.
Absolutely.
And then, I don't know. I just really fuck with Summer Walker a lot. So any Summer Walker song.
Yeah. Her first joint, I liked her. I loved her first album.
Free Some, bro.
What you got, Rilla?
Let me see where I'm start off. Peace of My Love.
Ooh, oh, you know what I mean? That's some heat in the club.
Yeah, that's a heat rocker.
That's heat day party.
I'm gonna switch it up. Mint Condition.
Ooh, written all over
it's so many. Right. It's just I just have to say just Mint Condition.
Right, just the name.
The Never That You'll Never Know.
Okay.
If You Love Me. Pretty Brown Eyes.
Pretty Brown
Eyes. Yeah, you know what I mean? Just the name of select.
When I hear that song, I think about your daughter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
daughter got them. My niece got them beautiful brown eyes. Shout out to my niece.
Yeah, nail like yeah, definitely. Keith Sweat, Come Go With Me. Oh, right. Come With Me featuring Ronald Osley. That's a classic one. I'm gonna bring it up a little bit. 2000-ish, 17-ish. Her Still Down.
Oh, beautiful song. Oh, yeah. Beautiful song.
Glenn Jones. I've Been Searching.
Oh, we've only just begun.
Yeah, it's so many from Glenn Jones. I've been searching.
I was just looking at my top 25.
I was looking at his unsung with the unsung joint.
Unsung?
Yeah, he got an unsung on TV One. I watched it. It's pretty dope.
I gotta check it out.
But it's sad. It ain't sad.
He alive?
Yeah, he's alive. He's still alive.
Oh,
but you know, unsung has been a while ago. But still, he's alive. But you know, it's just like. It's fucked up, like, how the situation happened. But great music.
Because I think that's fire.
I know it's fire, but I just got to throw this one artist, this group out there just for shits and giggles. Intro. They did the remake to the Stevie Wonder song, Ribbon in the Sky.
Oh, that beautiful.
That whole album.
Beautiful.
That's what I tell you. That whole album.
Yeah, they did it better than.
Yeah, they did it better than Stevie Wonder.
They did it better than Stevie.
Believe it or not, but that whole album, go check it out one day. Check it out one day.
Who you got, Heck?
We talk about day party vibes.
Day party top. Well, it's day party vibe, but top five R&B songs of all time.
Of all time? Oh, shit.
So that's hard.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Usher Superstar.
Ooh, oh, yeah.
Great one.
They singing that daytime party.
Right.
Yeah.
And the low-key sleeper song that's a great dance song is Wayne Wonder, No Letting Go.
Ooh. Absolutely.
Bro, why I wanted to say that?
You know what I'm talking about?
Everybody know Wayne Wonder. That was like 2001 or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a classic. Right.
He naming all the daytime here.
Yeah, Mario, Let Me Love You.
Yeah.
They definitely singing that.
That was Neo's pen.
Yeah. Avant, Making Good Love.
Oh.
Yeah.
They definitely singing that, too.
And a new one that just came out that is like a fire-ass R&B song, good wedding song, is Friday When It Comes to You.
I never even heard Friday's song.
I bet.
Tell you, bro.
I heard he fired though.
You like, oh shit, like this.
Right. The artist's name is Friday.
Yeah. Friday, yeah.
I heard of him.
When it comes to you, promise you, yo.
He's a dope artist. Like I've been like, you know how I saying earlier before we even started shooting. I think like most of the songs you find, find them shit like on TikTok or
one of
Instagram stories and shit. That's how I ran across Buddy. I heard the song on the fucking somebody's story. Like, damn.
Who the dude sound like Kermit though?
That's him.
Oh, that's bro. Sound
like a
R&B Kermit.
Yeah,
the frog.
That's exactly what we talking about.
I think that was five.
Yeah,
that shit was smooth.
All right. So my number five, Peace of My Love, Guy.
Yeah.
I love that song, but if you really listen to the lyrics,
they're like, talking about cheating.
He talking about cheating. I'm like, man, what a great vibe song, but he's literally talking about cheating. Bro. Which
old songs is dirty.
That's what I was about to say. I was just about to say.
I didn't know Rain. SWV was that.
Yeah. Like, a lot of these songs, let's continue real quick. A lot of these songs from the 90s, you really got to listen to them because either they talk about cheating or they nasty as fuck.
Nasty.
Because that first SWV album.
Rain, bro. I did not know.
Not even Rain. I got one better. Downtown.
Oh yeah.
Listen to that song.
Damn, bro. SWE, they was freaky.
Todd, Lily, and Coco was nasty as fuck.
They were freaky.
So I promise you.
They were all right, freaky. Number four. This should be, instead of Netflix and Chill, Less Chill by God.
Wow. Yeah, you got God. You got, yeah, that was another one. That's
On Chill is smooth too. Yeah. Wale.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That absolutely.
That's a remake.
Right.
The Barge. Number three. The Barge.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
That's gotta have that.
Got you can't miss. A Sleeper. I love this song so much. And I would love to see them in concert. Drew Hill, Beauty.
Mm. Oh yeah. Yeah,
that's my shit.
I love that. I think that's the only Drew Hill song I can fuck with.
In My really? Bed,
yeah.
In My Bed remix,
right? With Jermaine Dupri, yeah. You wanna dance? I'm making it. That shit is smooth, bro.
It miss.
I got this feeling.
Boom.
There's something going on.
Boom. If I'm at the house,
that's like
heat. If I'm at the house,
that's heat.
It wouldn't be. That song to play will be Beauty. But if I'm like at the day party, perfect. Yeah. I'll play in my bed, some shit like that. It's just some shit I gotta feel.
That's it. That's
it. That's the shit.
Bro, they was in their bag when that song came out, bro. Jermaine Dupri. Yeah. That's your heart.
How the fuck somebody sleeping in your bed?
Bro? I don't know. Right. That would have been an altercation.
Since you were saying that, how do you feel about the Deborah Cox song?
Oh, which one? Like, Is a Stranger in My House?
Or, no, is it Stranger in My House? No, what's the other one?
We Can't Be Friends?
No, what was the joint? Yeah, it was. Stranger in My House. How you feel about that?
Shit, sometimes I don't know who that motherfucker is that live with me.
Right. That motherfucker be so mean sometimes. Right. I don't know who that
That's
motherfucker
why I stopped cohabitating. They was mean.
Sometimes you don't know who is that motherfucker.
They be mean, bro. They be mean for no reason.
Man, let me stop because I got to go home.
Yo, I'm about to say don't call crazy. Me. Yeah, I'm telling you that.
Don't call me.
Yeah, I know, right?
And my number one is, and I know this is number one for everybody, man. Even though my brother is sweeter than marshmallows, Can We Talk, Tevin Campbell?
Yeah, man. That's what I said.
I know. What's the name came out with a list, Rolling Stone or somebody came out and said Usher something was the number one R&B song of
in the world
forever,
all the time.
Yeah, but. Can we talk? That's the number
that's
one.
That's the easiest song you can learn right. Word for word.
That's he loved karaoke. That's a karaoke.
Yeah, that's the go-to
I couldn't do it, but
you gotta have a voice to do that shit.
Yeah,
I can't sing one for fuck.
Yeah.
I wanted to write you letters.
Right.
Shower, car singing. Oh, I got you.
Right.
And with a mic. In public?
What about, I like that, All I Do Is Think of You. That I can't wait to get to school.
True.
Yeah, that
True.
Shit.
Do we even know anybody, before we close, how many R&B groups that we have no clue who the hell like their names are?
Inside the group?
Troop is number one. I was thinking about another one.
Don't you say High Five.
Day 26?
H-Town.
H-Town.
I have no
clue.
Bro,
I thought any of those H-Town, guys' names.
But yeah, I thought.
But was it High Five? No, I'm sorry, that was High Five.
Pretty Ricky give H-Town vibe.
Like, believe it or not, prime example. I don't want to say what High
Five. Only R&B group I know every person name is Jagged Edge.
And New Edition.
And New Edition.
Everybody know what?
You got Brian and Brandon.
What about
and Jackson 5?
What about Jodeci?
Jodeci, that's easy. It's Casey, Jojo, Devontae, and...
I didn't know they was from Charlotte, bro. Casey and Jojo.
Somebody else. I don't know.
So, I mean, like, some of the dudes you probably heard of or seen of was part of that. Like, I want to say, like, prime example, you heard of Tony Thompson? Probably not.
Yeah, I got Tony Thompson in my phone.
I forgot.
Okay, Tony Thompson. He's from High Five.
Probably.
Oh, for real? Didn't know that.
Yeah, High Five. He's from that group, High Five. Rest in peace, Tony Thompson, by the way.
How we skip over Anthony Hamilton, the point of it all.
The pool. I got to ride home to that.
I'm telling you.
I got to ride home
Anthony
to that.
Anthony Hamilton, that's another Charlotte heavy
hitter. Absolutely. Here. All right, Bama, what you got coming up, my boy?
Trying to get this merch rolling, man.
Trying to get the merch rolling?
Because I had an idea.
I see a lot of people doing a lot of merch deals with you. Like, you know what I mean? Putting, like, you wear their shit in their story and type shit or...
Yeah. Some people be wanting to send me stuff. I got to get a P.O. box, bro. But I don't know about the P.O. box because some people be sending some weird shit through the mail.
Yeah. That's some content, though.
Yeah.
You could do, like, a P.O. box.
Yeah, the P.O. box haul or something like that. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hoping to do next. Well, I probably will set up a P.O. box and get some merch rolling.
Okay.
And then finally... Get on stage again, man.
You know, we've been waiting for you to get on stage, man.
Finally, bro. I feel like that energy, man. I done got all, like, the motivation
what's
talk.
I mean, like, what's stopping you? I mean, you 500,000 followers
right.
on Instagram.
Right, man.
I mean.
I wanted to go.
I seen the nigga Steve Urkel repost your shit.
Yeah, Steve Urkel.
Why you don't call that man by his goddamn government?
Oh, Jaleel White. Jaleel White, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
I be chopping it up with Spice Adams sometime. Yeah, I got a lot of celebrities that be DM me. Like, they'll just send me videos. Mm-hmm. And like, do something with it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that, bro. Yeah, that's why I turned off my notification. Yeah, but I'm trying to get my followers more familiar with my face instead of just my eyes and mouth. So, yeah, man.
All right, Rella, what you got going on? The car club king, boy. The motherfucking.
You heard the Ritz. Riders in the South.
You said what happened?
You heard of Ritz? Yeah. Riders in the South?
Yeah.
That's the car club my stepdad used to be a part of.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
That nigga, Rello. Okay.
Don't Rello, put it out there.
Okay. You just love your car so much.
Yeah, like.
I mean. Every time I, this nigga story, nigga, the damn car.
I mean.
Maybe because I don't care about
cars. I see it all the time, too.
It's just like, you know what I mean? Like you just said, it's nothing. You care about it too much, but like. Like, you know, he do his comedy for him. Like, that's him. That's what he do.
Yeah.
Do the podcast. I do the podcast, too. But my car club shit is my world.
Like, that's how I was with my dad.
You ask people what they got going on. That's what I got going on. I got my car club. You know what I mean? You know, I be wearing different, you know, same shit.
Next time we get invited to the SEMA show, you should go.
The SEMA show?
Yeah.
Shit, I would love to go to the SEMA show.
What the fuck is the SEMA show?
Oh, Rick Ross car club
it's
show.
It's the biggest car show in the nation.
Yeah,
it's
SEMA. SEMA go hard.
Like, Rick Ross up there, ain't he? No.
Yeah.
His car show up
like,
there.
Like, then you got different top clubs.
To the motherland.
You know what I mean? Like, if you get invited to the motherland, motherfucker. But, I mean, granted, there's a price. To get invited to that shit.
Yeah. Rick Ross has his shit on his yard,
right?
And I'm trying to be able to say one day I'm going to represent a club with my shit out there one day. You know what I mean? But, you know, what I got on right now, by the way, this is from my nigga Ty. What's good, Ty? He got Risk Takers clothing. You know, Risk Takers LTD. So, you know, he got the Instagram page, Facebook, and all that shit. But this is what he got me. You know what I mean? I told him I had some shit. I just want to, throw... This color skin, throw some shit together for me.
Hey, yeah, I should have had
it. So I got you. Shit, boom. A lot of the shit I'll be coming through with, that shit coming from Risk Takers. You know what I mean? Like,
bro, definitely people gonna see it.
Yeah, they call me Risk Taker.
After this podcast.
That's how I see it.
Right.
Yeah, because like, I mean, like I said, it's just like, that's what, like, I want to, when I come through, like, trying to keep up with you, nigga, I'm gonna highlight this nigga, man, because you be coming here big stepping and shit. I'm trying to get on his level. Right.
Shout out to my boy Freehand to God for the posters.
Shout out Culture Freedom.
Yes, sirs. Definitely shout out to Freehand to God for the art for the podcast. We appreciate you.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Waving boy for life, man. WB4L, baby.
Happy birthday to my homegirl Caressa today, April 19th. What we're recording is we have to say the date because Some viral shit have happened. They'd be like, why they didn't talk about it?
Right. Right. Well, happy anniversary to my parents. They've been together 21 years.
Nice.
Y'all, anybody else want to shout out? Paul, since we doing this, man.
What's up?
First things first, rest in peace, Miss Alberta Timmons, man.
Absolutely.
You know, that was family.
Yeah, that was
you know
family.
What I mean?
Yeah.
You know, Poppy Kiva. Claudia, Nicole, Jonathan, y'all know. We just one phone call away, man. Love y'all, man, for real.
Absolutely.
All of y'all.
Absolutely. And always, shout out to TMG Studios, Productions.
Chill.
everybody. Shout out to Unbelievable Behavior Podcast. I was on their last episode. Yeah, like, you,
that shit was funny.
It was funny, man.
Y'all go tap in with that episode, most definitely. Yeah, like, there's some good points on that one.
They funny as hell.
Who was it? Freak Meal? Hey, man, that shit took me out.
I gotta go watch the episode.
Y'all understand what I'm talking about with the Freak Meal part.
And oh yeah, big announcement. Best Conversations Podcast Production. I'm looking to add to what we got going on with the podcast. I want to add a female podcast to, you know what I mean, to what we got going on.
I got a perfect.
You got a perfect one?
Perfect one, bro.
Perfect. She so got... I wanna do a spin-off podcast. With females, I'm not on it. I'm just probably do Hector's role in, you know, doing the behind the scenes.
I want to be on it.
Because she goofy. She goofy.
It's strictly for the females. So if you got a great idea and you look and you innovative and you creative, definitely hit me up because we're looking to do a spin-off podcast for the women. Best Conversations Productions. And also another, I just want to keep spinning off podcasts. You know what I mean? So... You know what I mean? You can have your shit at TMG and going so crazy. So
I got to get on my Cedric the Entertainer. I can't be on the show. People say no.
Nah, not the females.
Why not?
I mean, maybe.
I'll tell right. Hey, it's just maybe. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe, baby, man.
Hey, cool, Jay, man. Like,
Rello, thanks for coming through, my boy.
I'll be back, man. I'm back,
Thank you. Thank you for coming through.
I'm back, man. I'm
Bama,
back.
Appreciate you.
You know it, man.
Man. I tried to get to you at Dreamville, my nigga, and my daughter was running like a motherfucker. Right. I was like, I got to catch up.
It looked like we was walking on the moon, like a different planet. Because the way the moon was hitting everybody, it was dark. It was just crazy, bro. Dreamville, it's dope. It's a dope experience. You meet new people, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like it.
Yes, sir. All right, New Future Flash, man, what you got going on?
My birthday's coming up the 30th. That's
gonna be kind of lit. Turn up.
Yeah,
that's a movie.
And then my studio, my actual booth and stuff is about to be finished in like 2 weeks. So I'm gonna open that up. So there's gonna be a lot more recording artists coming through here. And I think that's pretty much it right now. Besides the Ace event, you already know that, but that's next year. So we'll talk about that later. But that's it, man. Shout out to y'all.
Absolutely. Always
doing some great content.
Absolutely.
Oh, back like cook crack.
Hey, that's what's up, man.
We going viral again.
Nobody got no Ugg boots on today, right. B.
Got the damn Air Max on.
Air Max 90s on your ass, man.
Absolutely, man. Best Conversations Podcast, man. We thank y'all for constantly fucking with us and rocking with us. I thank y'all. The viewership keeps going up, keep going up, keep going up, keep going up. And then every time we throw Bam in the mix, then that shit just go. So
he's coming with some crazy shit. Right.
So thank y'all, man. Seriously, thank y'all for watching. And I got thick skin, so the funny comments don't bother me.
Right.
Keep them coming.
Shout out to the Bam fam.
Yeah, shout out to the Bam fam, man.
But we talk shit back, by the way, as y'all can see. We definitely talk shit back.
He's a thug ass nigga, man.
I'm not a thug. Why did everybody keep saying ain't no thug man?
Nigga, man. All right, man.
I'm cooler, man.
Keep God first, and I promise everything else will work itself out, man. Best Conversation Podcast.
Chill.
That nigga's a thug. Peace out. Oh.